Americans increasingly see reliably fast internet as being a utility, more like a functioning sewer line than a luxury. A number of cities are trying to get into the internet provider business, but laws in 19 states hamper that. President Obama announced this week that he wants to lift those restrictions, and supporters of what's known as municipal broadband can't wait. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
While President Obama talked in Iowa about municipal broadband, an auditorium full of people in Kansas City, attending something called the Gigabit City Summit, cheered him on.
Leaders from 50 cities and towns across the country. It's a coalition called Next Century Cities.
It's a coalition promoting high-speed internet. Its director, Deb Socha, says fast, dependable broadband has become a social justice issue.
This is about people. And people in communities who need resources for businesses, for e-government, for participatory democracy, for healthcare, for transportation, for education. Everything we do is related to our access to technology.
Anyone who's ever died a little waiting for a page to load or a stalled movie to resume wants faster internet. But major internet service providers don't face much competition in many places, so they're not that motivated to upgrade. Faced with that, some towns have gotten into the internet service business themselves. Mike Klein works for one of them, Chanute, Kansas.
They started their municipal electric utility over a century ago, long before we had computers and toasters and microwave ovens, on the faith that this electricity thing was going to be important to the local economy. Well, today the city fathers have that same vision about this broadband network.
Chanute's broadband network runs about 100 times faster than typical American internet. Klein says it's given his remote Kansas town one of the fastest growing junior colleges in the country and connected its hospital in high def to distant specialists. Klein, who's an engineer, says all this was feasible because Chanute already ran its own electric utility.
They already have line workers, they already have the utility poles, the rights of way, the infrastructure is largely in place.
But the cable industry has a warning for towns that don't have that ready-made infrastructure, says Brian Dietz with the National Cable and Telecommunications Association.
So there's been several examples where government-run networks have failed because they aren't able to compete effectively with private-run networks.
Dietz points to Provo, Utah, which spent more than $39 million building a fiber network. The system lost money, and the city wound up selling it to Google for $1. Dietz says internet service providers have invested more than $230 billion nationwide building networks. They've also been pretty successful at convincing state legislators that taxpayer-funded municipal broadband is a bad idea. 19 states now prohibit or at least discourage public involvement in the broadband business.
We've got the largest citywide robust gigabit network in the country.
Ken Hayes works with Chattanooga, Tennessee's 600-square-mile gigabit network. The city built it on its publicly owned electric utility, same as Chanute. And Chattanooga wants to expand service to outlying areas where internet speeds plunge, but it ran into one of those prohibitive state laws.
Our electric utility actually petitioned the FCC along with Wilson, North Carolina, to ask the FCC to use their authority to override the legislatures.
That's what President Obama wants in all 19 states. But internet service providers and some Republican members of Congress say the commission has no authority to meddle in the way states regulate the internet. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.